Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning when we come to you live and in living color here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And we're grateful that we're able to do this and thankful to all the folks that make it possible each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. And at the same time, we remind everyone that we have a 6 p.m. this evening rebroadcast, and these shows, they get streamed on the Del Hollow Horizon website. So lots of opportunities, and you can even go back and listen to some of the old shows that we've had, some of those outstanding shows that you really remember and want to listen to again. You can take care of that. And of course, we thank our sponsors that make this possible, and that is, of course, our three major sponsors, that being the Salina Lumber Company and the Macon Bank and the Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, and all of the folks that advertise for any of the programs here on WVFB, which just happens to be our own little radio station here in Salina, Clay County, with our broadcasting tower out Midway, broadcasting throughout the world, if you're within 50, 60 miles of this world. And we're really grateful that we're able to do this. And got another good show lined up this morning. We're going to be talking to a kind of a regional guest this morning we're going to talk about his unusual business, how he got into it and that type of thing, and that being the owner, operator, and builder over at the Wooden Casket. And we'll be doing that here in a few minutes. But before that, I want to remind everyone we've got a football game going on tomorrow night. I think we've got Cornersville coming in, which is down in lower middle Tennessee. That we went down to their place last year when they were one of the top-ranked teams in the state, and give them a good little whipping. And hopefully that we can do the same when they come up here tomorrow night. And also here on the Square this weekend, we have our Moonshine Cruise in. That starts, I think, at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and will last up until the afternoon. So all of you classic car folks that want to come over this way, come right on over and join in. I don't think there's any charge of any kind or anything. You just come, park, and have a good time. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll start this morning's show here just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Trican Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the hybrid lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trisdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, once again, we'd like to thank everyone for joining in with us this morning. Also remind folks that about halfway through the show, we've got a few birthdays and the anniversary to announce and remind folks that if your name is drawn, that you can go over to the Clay County Chamber and pick up that wonderful envelope with the prize in it. Now, we don't have the cakes anymore, so sometimes they'll still call over and ask about come by to pick up their free cake, and we've got new people over, and a couple of them didn't even know what they're talking about with the new cake, since we hadn't done that in the birthday cake in a while. But you're going over to pick up a birthday prize, and you'll enjoy it just nearly as much as you would an ice cream cake. You just can't eat it the first time you pick it up. So, but with that, just a reminder of that, and also with the things going on here, like I said, I know we've got a little bit of a celebration here. We've got the National Roly Ho Marble Tournament coming up over at Standing Stone that we're involved with. A lot of folks from Monroe County and Clay County involved in that, and I think probably maybe just about every team that's won the National Roly Ho Marble Championship, either from Clay County or Monroe County. And also want to remind folks, any of the marble players that happen to be listening, of course I'll get around to a bunch of them here in a couple of weeks, that anyone that has any old home VHS tapes that they've made of marble games going on, or if they have any stories they would like to tell, or have any type of memorabilia things they would like to have exhibited here in the Roly Ho Marble Museum when we get it up and going, if they have some of their trophies they want to bring over and loan, have them here for a little while, anything like that, marble collections, that, you know, we're looking for artifacts, materials, and things to go in our Roly Ho Marble Museum here. Of course, this museum is not going to just be totally for the Roly Ho. I know we've got a number of folks over the years that have been involved in the Ringer National Championship that's held up in Wildwood, New Jersey. And I think we have more than half a dozen folks that have gone up there and won in the young ladies and the young men in that, and I know that I think there's maybe about six or eight of them that have actually won that, and that they're going to be involved in it. And also what some folks call the big marble game, or the four square marbles, we're going to be, you know, paying emphasis on that, and we're going to be doing research on our group that went to the Smithsonian Institute back in the 1980s, and also our group that we're extremely proud of here in Clay County, And that was a group that was sponsored by the old heavy-duty folks here that went over to Europe and Great Britain, England, and won the European Championship over there a few years ago. So there are just all kinds of history here in Clay County and Monroe County with this game that is indigenous to just this area. I mean, this is where the game was developed, where it was played for years and years. And like I said, we were setting up some place where folks could come in and actually look at marble playing through the years and learn some of the history and probably have a little sample marble yard out here where you can go out and pick you up a marble and go out there and actually play a little, not hardly as big a yard as normal, but play a little marble game. So these are just kind of some of the things that we've got going on here with this. And, of course, we're also still in the middle of our window restoration. We're right now waiting on our new grant to be approved to finish up the windows downstairs. And we still have our Adopt a Window program going. You know, any person, group, family, anyone that would like to adopt a window for $2,500, you get a special commemorative plaque placed beside that window that will be here in the courthouse forever. And I know we have right now, we have 11 businesses, families that have a memorial plaque, and we've got those plaques up, and they look good. And if you'd like to be a part of that and be a part of the continued restoration and caretaking of this historic old building, just give me a call or send me an email or private message me on Facebook, and we can take care of that. And with that, I think I've got most of the work out of the way on that. But right now I have Mr. Michael Watson here with me, who has a unique business in this area. And he's actually sitting here this morning because we're kind of trading out labor right now. He volunteered, came over and helped on the first round of the windows with his woodworking skills and ability, his craftsmanship, and helped rebuild some of the windows here in the old courthouse. And for that, he's going to come in and talk a little bit about our windows here first. And then he's going to talk about his business, which is the Wooden Casket, which is a regional business that happened to be located over in Monroe County. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Well, what you got for us this morning?
Talking about the windows, I know we had some rot problems that we had to address and had to do some notching and some custom work and fitting to repair some of the wood, the rotten wood in some of the windows instead of having to, we didn't want to replace the whole frames. So,
well, you know, I know we came in and we looked at these things, and, you know, I know over the years people came by and, you know, looked, and the things were usually painted over pretty good and looked pretty good. And when we got into this thing, we discovered that some of our window ledges were actually being held together by the paint on top of them. And, of course, many years ago, we put window air conditioners in the windows here and didn't properly drain them, and they water.
And they were not to fit.
Down onto a 7-inch thick yellow poplar window ledge. And basically, it rotted them away, and we had to rebuild those, and then rebuild the window casings, the bottoms of them. And Michael came over, and he volunteered and did that, and we got these first six windows in pretty good. And from that, your business, Michael, let's talk a little bit about how you kind of drifted into this.
Well, it all started with my dad, your brother, when been about 10 years ago, I guess, he decided that he wanted to make his and my mom's caskets so that me and my sister wouldn't have that expense. And over a year or so, he got those made and had them stored in a little cabin there on their place, and he was very proud of it. I know Thomas has been there several times, and anybody that would come by before they leave, he'd want to take them out. He'd say, I want to show you my box. And from that, of course, we've all done construction work basically all my life and getting too old and to climb and everything. So gravitated into this, and we've had our store open in Tompkinsville now for 3 years.
Okay, now, how many, I'm not sure you've done so, how many business have you found, like, in this area or even here in the southeast, anywhere maybe that do this type thing?
We're the only manufacturer store in Kentucky. We've also got a casket that we have certified green with the Green Burial Council, and we're the only business in the state of Kentucky that's certified with this Green Burial Council.
Okay, and the I guess the pattern. Is there a pattern someone has actually made for doing these?
Well, Dad actually ordered that plan when he made his. He ordered it from Rockler, and I've modified it a little bit, but I'm basically still using the same plan that he ordered to make his.
Okay, let's go through the process of making one of those things.
Determine which lumber I'm going to use. I have all different types of lumber, and start out with the planing the rough lumber, and then go from there to making the box and the sides, and then all the I make all the trim. Everything is all handmade and done in the store.
Okay, and you have a basic plan that you start with,
mm-hmm.
but if a custom plan, someone wants something built a certain way or certain
yeah.
type of lumber?
Yeah, we've done that. We have actually had people that bring in their own lumber that they want them made out of. And you know, if you're doing a pre-need like that, we can always you know, work out any of the details or anything that anybody wants, and I try to accommodate. That's one of the things that I want to do is personalize as much as possible and accommodate and be different than what you can get at a funeral home.
Okay, now, the economy of this.
We're typically, on most everything, we're about half price to what they would be at a funeral home as a comparable casket. And then we have a few that are custom. I have one that I mix walnut and maple together, which, and you wouldn't be able to get one like that at a funeral home.
Right, and so, and do you have a network of dealers or anything yet that you work with? Or?
No, we don't. We work with a couple of funeral homes, but I like selling to the individual. And with the laws and the way that everything's set up, if the individual buys one from us, the funeral home cannot charge them anything extra or mark up any on the cost of the casket.
Okay, and the... like that is, I guess, a nationwide law. That,
mm-hmm. It's called, you know, the funeral rule.
Right, yeah, I know there are lots of people don't realize that there are lots of rules and regulations governing that business.
That was one of the biggest obstacles that we knew we'd have to overcome, is people to realize they don't have to go to the funeral home to get one.
And I know that, of course, that, you know, in a... I guess you would have to call it a monopoly in a way, you know, and usually in most small towns have one funeral home, one funeral director. A lot of the small ones have a couple for competition, but there's really not that open competition in that business, is it?
Right, and it's hard to get into those. And that's one of the reasons I like dealing with the individual, if at all possible.
Of course, I'm sure, you know, most of our folks that do supply those services, that have the businesses, that they have preformed contracts or
mm-hmm.
agreements that, you know, that they're going to purchase from a certain person, or I'm not a person, but a certain corporation, which is all of it now. That they're going to do that.
And it takes me a week to make one from start to finish. And with just in the funeral homes in our area, I can't make enough to hurt their business. So I'm not trying to take away from their business. I'm just giving people another option.
And, of course, it's really a lot more personalized option,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we use, for the linings, we use quilts. And we have all different colors and types of quilts in the store that you can choose from. And we also give the family the option, if they have a quilt of their own, an heirloom or anything like that, that they would like to use in the casket for their loved one.
So, I mean, more personalized. I
right.
know, I'd say, you know, if you go into a commercial business to order all these things, they have a certain set of fabrics that they use, certain ways they do things, and I know that this it is a more personalized choice of things, isn't it?
Yeah, we leave the handles off also. We have three different colors, and we also have different styles that when you come in to pick one out, you pick out your options on the colors and everything that you would want to use on it. And we have also, lately, we have gotten a CNC and a laser engraver to where we can do custom plaques that we can use in inserts in the lids and different things like that to where we can really personalize.
Okay, we're going to take a little short break here. We're going to come back and maybe talk about maybe some of the unusual things that you've been asked to do. We'll do that just in a minute. Right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions or information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the hybrid lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we just finished a commercial break, and we want to especially thank, you know, the folks over at Salina Lumber Company. Danny Nivens, the Nivens family, been a family business here in Salina for a number of years, and I know they are great to help sponsor all kinds of civic activities that happen here in the county. And I know also that as far as price-wise, a lot of the wood products, the various things they have, like the steel products and all those things, that their prices are, you know, a lot of them, of course, are nationally set, but a lot of their lumber prices and supplies are actually just a little bit cheaper than Lowe's, and you don't have to drive a long way to get them, and I know they do deliver here in the county. And also, I know that they have kind of a special thing with a family-operated business like this. It's the best of my family tree knowledge that they have a great-granddaughter that's been working in there for a number of years, Miss Sunny Holloway, who is a sparkling young lady who I know she worked there all summer, and she worked while she was in high school. And we want to shout out thanks to her for that little smile that she's got when folks come in out there. And just, you know, a great place to do business and a great local place to do business. And with that, we're back with Mike. Michael, I guess, let's talk about maybe some of the most, you said, you know, special or the most unusual thing maybe that come up.
Probably the one that we just finished in collaboration with Kay Cass, which she's Cordell McLaren's granddaughter. Well, we did a basket coffin. I did all the woodworking and everything on it, and she came in and done the weaving, and we just finished it this week. Some of you may have seen it on Facebook. We got some pictures and posted it, but we just have finished it.
Okay, have you had any other special order?
Had one in particular. I remember a gentleman that brought me in. He wanted a cedar one, but he brought in his own lumber, and he didn't want any nails in it. He wanted it all glued together. He didn't want any nails in it. So that was a little unusual.
What about oversized, if you've got maybe a house cart ride in?
Yeah, we've got an oversized in the barnwood. Well, we keep it in stock. We've sold a few of those for the larger people, and I try to keep at least one of those on hand all the time.
And the variations of wood?
We go from the barnwood. The cedar has been our number one seller, and then we have one where we mix walnut and maple together, and I just finished one where, excuse me, I reversed that. I did the maple and the walnut, so we have two in the store now that are one, the two woods mixed together, but they're reversed in the way that they're put together.
What about any exotic artificial wood or anything like that?
The hemp wood, that's the one that we have certified.
That's green.
The green, yes. The from Murray, Kentucky, where they, the hemp wood company. And that has been something that kind of proud of in one way, because the ones that I have there in the store are the only ones in the world. And now it's kind of neat to know you've done something, have something that nobody else in the world has ever done it.
Okay, now aside from the casket business, you mentioned a minute ago that you have a laser printer there.
And yeah, my wife Stacy has been working on that and learning the process, and she's getting things ready this week for the Watermelon Festival, so we'll have several of those ready for the Watermelon Festival if anybody wanted to stop by and take a look at what she's got and take a look at the sewer. And we also can do personalized engravings and whatever for like the lid insert and stuff like that to personalize as much as possible.
Okay, now, is this a computerized printer or?
It's a... actually a CNC, but it is computerized, and it runs on a router to do the engraving, but we have a laser attachment that goes into the router to where we can do both.
Okay, now, can they bring in an old portrait or a photograph of some kind that would be a great thing to transfer over to a wood plaque?
If it is the quality of the photo is good enough, yeah, that we can do that, but it has to be a good quality photo.
So you're looking at one of these 1200 DPI
or a digital, I mean, if you have it on
right.
Somewhere like that.
And so you can't reproduce those things.
Mm-hmm. On the wood.
Right. So, you know, if someone has a special grandma and grandpa that, you know, that you would like to commemorate on a plaque to hang on your wall, this would make a neat gift, wouldn't it?
She can take care of that.
Okay. Well, any other, maybe does she do any like carrying trays or anything like that, or
some of the charcuterie? Yeah, we have started doing some of that with our live edge, some of the scraps that we have left over, and with the epoxy, we've been doing some of the charcuterie, and we've done a couple of the epoxy tables also.
So you're kind of like what the old fellow that worked in the slaughterhouse, they asked if they wasted anything on, off the pig, and he said, no, just a squeal.
The only thing that I throw away is the dust that comes out of our vacuums. We make basket bases for our cousins, Barbara Boone and Kay Cass, and we do a lot of the multicolored bases where when the scraps get down to like a three-quarter by three-quarter, I'll rip them up, we'll glue them back together, and then the scraps that come off of that goes to the barbecue for them to use for kindling to start their fire with. So really the only thing I throw away is the dust.
Okay. Well, Michael, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I'm looking forward to maybe getting a little bit more help out of you when we get to work on our next few windows, if I can get you worked in. And really appreciate the help you've done with that, and we wish you the best of luck. And we do realize that you're the only one in the region. And folks, if you need that service, are concerned about the standard look of everything, and you'd like something very, very special, this is the place to go.
And we're on Main Street there in Tompkinsville, so it's real easy to find.
In a historical old building there that's been there a long, long time also.
Yeah, we think the building was built sometime in the late 1800s.
All right. Well, thanks for being here with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me down.
All right. Talk to you later. We didn't talk about your restored vehicle. We'll do that another show.
My delivery truck.
Yes. We'll be back after I read off the list of birthdays and anniversaries today. And I had one call that I never could figure out the first name, but it was a Copus lady, and my lady at the 258 number gave me a call. So if you'll give me a call back, if we happen to draw that name out, we'll get the correct name. But also we have celebrating a birthday, Mr. Jake Pitcott, who is the grandson of Liz and Sherman Brown. Mr. Tanner Rich celebrated a birthday. Mr. Ricky Arms out in the Moss area. And one of my classmates celebrated an anniversary, and that is Sharon and Gerstle Hammonds, Jr., celebrated an anniversary this week. And also we'll do a couple up in Monroe County. We'll wish Sid and Sharon Hale a happy anniversary. I think they've been married a long, long time. We'll not give the number of years. And also, we can wish Michael's grandson, Keiston Watson, a birthday. We'll not give them a chance to win a prize down here, but we'll mention theirs. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. I have I don't know how you follow up a casket maker, but I have Dr. Young here with me this morning.
I hope you're not following up with a casket user.
Well, now, that's no time in the near future that I know of. I think I told someone my last birthday, if the next half of my life be just good as his first half has been, that I'd be well satisfied. So. What have we got this morning from over in the chamber? And
well, I want to go over several things that we're doing down at the chamber. I've been on here before talking about the jobs program that we're running. If you're without a job, come by and the chamber and fill out a one-page application. We'll send it out to about 100 employers. And then if that application has some skills on it that some of these employers are looking for, they'll get in contact with you. And that has worked in a lot of situations. We have been able to observe that by somebody coming in. Just the other day, a guy came in and filled out an application, was hired the very next day. And so I know that thing works. But we're supposedly we've got the highest unemployment rate in the Upper Cumberland. And Thomas, I just want you to listen to this list of people who are hiring. If each one of these outfits just hired one person, it would lower. We'd be one of the highest employed people instead of the unemployed people. Just listen to this list. Tennessee Manufacturing, Barkey Beaver, Moss Sawmills, Echo Panels, Hooten Roofing, B&F Transformers, Salina Health and Rehab Center, GF Hardwoods, Budget Pest Control, W.E. West Trucking, Collins Custodial, Cash Express, Subway of Salina, Dutch Craft Mattress Company, the Sheriff's Office, Save-A-Lot, the school system's looking for food service workers. So we have lots of jobs.
Well, you know, for so many years you had heard that same old tune played over and over again. Somebody, what do we need in Clay County? We need jobs.
Yes.
No, we need jobbies. People looking for a job.
Now, we're in the ID board is in the process right now. Some people may have seen some clearing going on out on the old Clark farm. And the ID board has gotten lots and lots of grants to make that possible. And they are excavating that and getting it ready to make that into a first-class industrial park with several sites there that will be available then for industries to come to Clay County. But we're just contacted this morning about one that might be interested in coming. But when we get those sites ready, maybe we can get some more industry in here, and some of these people who are working out of town can then work at home. So we're looking forward, and the ID board's worked hard on that, and they continue to work, and maybe we'll see something very positive coming out of that one in the near future. Now let's talk about Donaldson Park for a minute. If you've not been by Donaldson Park lately, go by up there and see the changes that have been made. It's interesting to see so many people pulling together to make some things happen up there. The county got a 3-star grant, and they agreed to renovate, I guess would be a better word, the court area with that grant. And then so we've been able to resurface the courts. We put a fence up around the basketball court. The city stepped in. Mayor Collins was down there with a paintbrush and a crew, and instead of having to refence that whole thing, they put a real good kind of paint on it that's not supposed to rust for about 20 years. And then the city also got Manny to come in and paint a couple of murals up there. They're worth going to see if you see nothing else.
How do you get a mule to stand still long enough to paint him?
Oh, no, but they got...
Oh, you said M-U-R-A-L.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got Magic Johnson on one wall and a bulldog on the other wall.
I thought it was not Magic Johnson, but Michael Jackson.
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, yeah. I got those guys mixed up. I'm professional basketball never was of all that much interest to me. See a bunch of millionaires out there playing a great game of basketball.
That's real good when you're in junior high.
Yeah.
Before it becomes too compartmentalized.
In addition to that, the city also put a frisbee golf course up there. And so if you want to play golf using a frisbee, then we have a course now for that.
What kind of driver do you use to tee off with a...
A good backhand.
I mean, actually, you're throwing the frisbees at a target.
Right.
And well, let me ask you, I've never played. I've seen some of it. I don't know, are there obstacles on the course that you have to work around, or is it just kind of a clear shot who can make the best shot?
I don't know. They may put one behind a tree or something. I've not really looked at
it. I was wondering about that. You know, because a lot of golf courses, it's hard to get to where the hole's at.
Well, I seldom did. Stayed in the rough all day.
Well, I walked there pretty good. The ball never did make it.
Let's see what else. They've restained the pavilions, and they're looking a whole lot nicer. We're putting in new water fountains. So we're doing a lot of work to the park. And interestingly enough, we're also working on a deal. The mayors have discussed this with TDEC. That's the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, and they're going to cut us a deal to get a master plan done for all of our parks in Clay County. Now, once we get the master plan done, then we'll be back on your radio show talking about the grants that we're getting to put those things in our parks, whether it be playground equipment or more courts or walking trails or whatever. But it's gonna take a while for that master plan to be completed, so we'll know what's being recommended. All right, let's turn the page now just a minute and talk about tourism. Tourism was the big thing last week. We started out last week by getting a grant that's going to allow photographers to come to Clay County and take professional pictures at some of our tourist destinations. We have some pictures of the lake, but not any really, really professional pictures, so we're going to certainly get those.
And get those on our website, finally.
Yes. Matter of fact, on one website, we've got a picture, nice lake picture of Standing Stone. I don't know where the web designer got that. We're working on that right now, too. As a matter of fact, we got another grant to continue our work on our web pages and social media. That's a $10,000 grant, and so we can communicate better. A lot of people now who are traveling do that in a little different way. they yank their phone out, find out just exactly where they are and where the closest, cheapest gas is, and what are all the attractions that they might want to look at. All right there available on the phone. And we want to make sure that when they get in and around Salina or even before they come, they have all that information available to them. The big news last week was we got another tourism grant. And this tourism grant is really significant. It's $95,000 spread out over a 3 or 4 year period. We're not sure which. They've not told us. And so we'll be working on that as time goes on. And that will allow us to really go out here and go after more tourists. We don't really realize how much the tourists bring to Clay County. We got a report out this week from the state, and we're kind of excited about this one. We set a record in Clay County in 2021. Our visitor spending was higher than it's ever been, and we still had some COVID going on. It was at 4.8 million. Supposedly, visitors who came to Clay County in 2021 spent $4.8 million in our community. And go ahead.
Well, you know, we don't have a problem with the number of visitors. You know, we really don't need to attract a whole lot more visitors. We really, what we need to do is attract them to slow down before they get to the lake. I mean, that is kind of, I'm sure you will kind of agree with that in a way. You know, of course, we have the traffic problem here in Salina, and you probably got something to say about that here a little bit later too. But you know, there's lots of things, and between 5,000 and 6,000 vehicles that come through Salina each day at the four-way stop, if we could get each one of them to stop and spend $5 to stop and spend $5 here in town. Just what it would do to our economy.
We've got to do some things downtown. We're going to be working on that. We're going to put a committee together to start working on that right soon. And when you've been on the lake all day, I've been up there skiing all afternoon, and my fingers wrinkle up, and I'm tired. And if I'm a tourist on Bell Hollow Lake at that time, it's about 4:30 in the afternoon. I don't want to go in and cook and do all. I want to go somewhere and get something to eat. And while I'm down there, I want to shop a little bit. We've got to find some things downtown that'll attract these tourists to come down here and leave a few dollars with us.
And that may mean staying open till 8 o'clock at night a lot of places.
Yes, yes.
Because you know most of the folks that come in anymore, they're used to being able to do a lot of shopping after dark.
Yes. I saw one of these tourism reports that a tourist in Nashville, now this is in Nashville, this is not us, but each one of them will spend $284 a day. And so a man and wife, they're spending over $500 a day if they're going to Nashville. And now if they're going out on Bell Hollow Lake, it could get that high.
Yeah, what if you're moving around and buying gas?
Yes, yes. And of course, our gas, I've noticed, is we got better prices on gas here in Salina than they have in a lot of other places.
Let's take a short break.
Okay, take a break.
And we'll be right back in a minute.
Okay-do.
Now, you know the one thing my...
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trisdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
I'm back, everyone. Here with Dr. Young this morning. We have been talking. We've got the park covered pretty good, and if you haven't been up there, go up and check all this out. And I know they're just continuing doing things up there. I know Jason Upton did a little work on, you know, cleaning out around some of the trees so you can know what's there other than some of the obstruction of view. And I know one of the things that is in the hatchery somewhere or another, and that is having a view of the Obi River when you walk around the park. You know, we have a walking trail that goes by one of the most beautiful streams anywhere around, but you can't see it except in the dead of winter for all the undergrowth. And I think that's one of the things they're working on, among all the many other small things that are going to turn into one great big thing when they get it done, isn't it?
Well, we ought to be thankful for that park. It's a diamond in the rough, and the Corps of Engineers budgets have been cut back and cut back and cut back where they couldn't, they just didn't have the money to keep it up like it once was. I don't think tennis has been played on that tennis court in years and years. Right. And now we'll be able to play tennis and pickleball.
And I've had some folks already said, the former tennis players, that say they're going to be trying to pickle. And I think they have been playing some other places. And they're extremely flared. They don't have to go to Cookwood or somewhere now to play pickleball.
And that reminds me, I need to get in contact with the people who sold us our nets. They were supposed to send me a hook that goes over our tennis nets that pulls the net down 2 inches so you can play pickleball.
Okay.
And they charged me for that, and they didn't send it. I forgot about that till just now. One other thing we want to talk about while we have the microphone here is if folks in Clay County have some extra time and they'd like to do some volunteering at the Chamber of Commerce or in other places. Sometimes we have a list at the Chamber of other organizations in Clay County that need volunteers. Just get in contact with us, and we'll be glad to help you find something to volunteer. And one of those things may be to volunteer with one of the Chamber projects.
I'm going to rest my case with that, Thomas. We've covered a whole lot in a hurry.
Well, we shouldn't have hurried so much. We've got a few minutes left. I know just thinking the bypass.
Okay, let's talk about some of those things. You know, the motoring public out here don't really realize how long it takes for things to happen, like the jail. You've got to get archaeological surveys. You have to have architects. They've got to do design work. You've got fire marshals that you have to get their signing. Everybody's got to approve this thing all up and down the chain. And that literally takes years for it to happen.
And I guess that goes all the way from the local health department to the federal government.
Oh, it does. It does. So many sign-offs on that. And then the industrial park. You have to wait for a grant here, and then you've got to satisfy the requirements of the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation. And then you've got, as a matter of fact, even on the downtown grants, we had to get seven Indian tribes to sign off that it was all right for us to work on the buildings downtown. Now, it goes that far. And some of the projects at the park, if we go down so many inches, we've got to do an archaeological survey.
It's so slow
in getting things done.
The silliness of some of those things. I mean, you know, an archaeological study was done when this thing was opened. And it passed in, you know, in archaeology, 6 inches deep. Ain't changed a whole lot here in Clay County in the last 40 years.
Well, I'd say we don't know how long up and down this river valley we've had people. We really don't know how long. But it could go back hundreds of thousands of years for all we know. And that river for hundreds of thousands of years has probably been there and constantly washing stuff down the river. And so there may be several feet of buildup there. And arrowheads and other artifacts may have washed down that river through the years and landed here that would be discovered in an archaeological dig that aren't really part of an Indian graveyard or something like
right.
that. We really don't know. I know when I was a kid, and a lot of the ground around the River Valley where I grew up in Butler's Landing, in the spring, they'd turn that ground, and the first little rain had come along, all you had to do is walk out in those fields, and those arrowheads would be setting up on a little sand. Take me a sack and walk away with a sack full of them.
Reach in there and pull me out a number.
I'll do it.
And our highly non-computerized selection.
We've got number one.
Number one. Look like it is the copus lady that called in. We need a first name for her. And so whoever's at the other end of 258-3227, call the chamber over there and tell them what the first name is and have them to come by and pick up their prize. And once again, it's been a pleasure being here this morning. Great to have you here with us a few minutes. And I know we really just are getting started. There's so many things to talk about. I know one of the things before we go is we talk about, you know, getting new industry in here. But we've had some buildings empty at one time or another. But we find out now that all the buildings we built 20 years ago aren't 30 foot tall, which is what manufacturing needs now. It didn't take that big tall ceiling for the garment industry. That's just another thing that we run into. But with that, I guess it's time that we shut the doors here, get everything put back in its proper place, remind everyone that we'll be on this evening at 6 o'clock, remind everyone we've got a football game tomorrow night. And once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next week when we come to you live in a living color from the old courthouse on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. Until then, good day, Clay County.